is ready. So we should thank Brother Sriyana for being so efficient. Everything is summarized. It's in the whiteboard. I will get Brother Sriyana to give you a detailed briefing on the whole account.
Very good evening, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. First, let me start by the retreat date. Of the original date that I put down was March 17 to March 25th, which means it starts on a Saturday and ends on a Sunday. But we just realized that the moment, actually this date coincides exactly with the school holiday, and that is actually a big problem in Cameron because massive traffic jam. So after discussing with Brother Teo, we decided to move back by one day. That means we arrive one day earlier before the traffic arrives, and then we leave one day before the traffic goes home. So the date is now Friday the 16th and Saturday the 24th of March. That's for the 2018 retreat. The first 40 people that book for the bus gets on the bus. Sorry? Yeah. I mean, I'll put in the request tomorrow together with our donation to the Fachang Sufu. Then he'll just make a note of it, and then he'll get his effort to approve. But so far, he has not been a problem. So most of the dates you requested, granted us. The other thing that I want you to just make a note of is that there is an annual gathering of Brother Teo's Kayamitas for many years already. And it's to coincide with Brother Teo's birthday, which is October 31st. But the thing is, we generally just do it in October, depending on when it's available.
For those who are new, I need to explain a bit. I have been explaining to all these brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, our Kayamita friend. I say it's not so much of my birthday, no point, because this one is just a form of mind. But if we can bring for wholesomeness, for you all to gather, the gathering of Kayamita, that is more important. Do you understand? So the gathering of Kayamita is an occasion where all Kayamita from different places, different classes, they can gather and meet, you can join, and that will be very useful, so that you will be updated on whatever activity. Then it's also an opportunity, I realize, because a lot of Kayamita, they want to express their gratitude, understand not? Their thanks, and they want to get to know all these beautiful Kayamitas, because we are all Dhamma friends, walking the path of Dhamma. So we are here based on this sincere understanding that as Dhamma friend, we got a few qualities and attributes. And we really uphold this value because they are the basis of true Kayamitaship, which is Dhamma friends that the Buddha talked about. And the Buddha introduced it. If you go to the website, you will understand. It is the Buddha's sincere understanding and wish that this Kayamitaship is the whole of the holy life, 100% of the holy life, he told Ananda. If you really want to become enlightened, you need to have true Kayamita friend. And he used the word noble friends, means two types of Kayamita friends. Kayamita that walk the path of Dhamma with sincerity, and the Kayamita that walk the path of Dhamma that has the Dhamma. So these are the two types of distinct Kayamitas. And you can get to know them. They are very sincere. And they are there to encourage, motivate, and counsel each other so that you can develop genuine, sincere sharing. Then it can be a blessing to all, because when the Kayamita has the Dhamma, they are really, really beautiful people who can be a blessing to many. Then this occasion, we had it for many years, and it has brought for a lot of fellowship, wholesomeness, understanding, and beautiful, what they call sharing. So that all these are possible through this gathering of Karimitta. We seldom gather as a big group. This is only once a year occasion. So I thought that if you want to do it, we will call it the gathering of Karimitta. So normally we don't put my birthday there, but they put the word come, rather Theo's birthday. And it, most of the time doesn't coincide, where we need to choose a suitable date, which is normally weekend. So with this, I hope you understand. It's not so much as to celebrate my birthday. Well, this for my birthday not important. Not like all the Kuan Yin and Manjushri, you know. Well, just every year they got a few birthday or no, like Kuan Yin. Which is good because they have that nature to benefit beings. So if you have faith in them, if you chant on that day, it's very auspicious. Then it can benefit you. Okay? Now I pass back to Suyan. Okay.
Yeah, the respect is Brother Teo has Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class. Sometimes Brother Teo gives monthly talk in Klang. So we don't get to meet each other. Sometimes we attend some of the classes, but not all the classes. So it's an occasion for all the Karmitas to meet together. So over the years, the last couple of years, it has been 10 tables, that means 100 people and above.
Yeah. Also, I think last year, Singapore, Brother Chia and the white, they all came, which was beautiful. So now there are Penang people also. So if you want to come, you just register. You put your WhatsApp number, Pastor Suyan. He will put you on the My Karimitta. Then you can be informed of all this. Tentative date is there already, yeah?
October 8th. That's before the start of the Katina period.
And it's always now preferably lunch, so that you got more time. If it's dinner, we scared it's too late for some people.
So now we are actually doing it early October, so that don't crash with the Katina period, because just about every weekend there's a Katina somewhere. Okay, now I shall go to the accounts for the retreat. So basically, in terms of income, there are four lines. The first line is the retreat fees, whatever you paid, 350-280. The total comes up to 18,060. And then there's another category called temple donations. That means specifically you donate for the purpose of the temple. It goes straight to the temple. All right. So whatever you donate, if you say it's for temple donation, it goes straight to the temple. But what I understand is some people have actually donated directly to the temple downstairs. So it's not captured over here. So those are direct donations. So that's 5,860. And then there's another category called retreat donations. That means basically you donate for the retreat and whatever expenses that may be incurred during the retreat. That's 8,255. And then there's the Dana sponsors, which means basically the breakfast, lunch, dinner, if people sponsors and all that, it comes to 6,090. So when you total this, you treat like a company. The income is 38,265.
Yeah, very good. Very clear, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I move on to the next one, which is expenses. Because I have to book exactly how many people for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's all tabulated in a spreadsheet. So straight away I can see how many meals and the total come out to 6,648. That means roughly 1,100 meals that they have ordered. So that's why I need to know exactly whether you're eating dinner or not. So for this year I book about 50% eat dinner, 50% don't. The bus... it's 1,300 up, 1,300 down. The rate has been the same for many years already. So even though the diesel price has gone up a lot, he says, just maintain because long time. SJB is using it. Okay, next line is printing, the printing of the books and all that. This one, 550 contributed by Brother Teo, but it's added back to the retreat donation. Insurance for those on the bus, 362. You have to be below 70 to be insured. above 70, a privilege to insure. The whiteboard, this one is 466. The chair, that one is 299. That day, the Kuan Yin Tan's birthday, we sponsored the Pun Choi for the Sangha. So for those of you that were eating dinner behind, you get to see that.
Let us rejoice this one first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It was an offering by our common pool to the Sangha on Kuan Yin's birthday. Oh, Sangha were very happy, see? Pamasuri got a very good feedback.
The credit goes to Pamasuri because she's the one that suggested.
Yeah, yeah.
Earlier she wanted to order for all of us, but I said, so much food, how are you going to finish? So anyway, 250. And then the puja, flowers, beverage and all that. Roughly 1,000 because I didn't add up the number.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
It's around there.
The spreadsheet surplus, we will know how to consolidate it later on.
So the total expenses came out to 12304 because there are many line items I didn't break. What I propose is that for donation, all these are the donations that we are going to donate away on all our behalf of all the yogis.
Common
the first
pool.
One, from the common pool. So the first one is Sampo Temple. So if you take a look at over here, the temple donation is 5,860. So from our common pool fund, we top it up to 10,000. That means we add another
4,140. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
What it also means is that 10,000 divided by 60 of us. So we average about 160 per head we donate to the temple for the use of this facility.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You see, this donation, like I explained, is not the amount. Each person how much? No, it's the common pool that performed this wholesomeness. And this donation goes towards the whole of Sampo Temple for whatever use deemed appropriate or suitable by the temple committee. So everything they do, the whatever wholesomeness, you get to partake. Because this is the fund that the temple received through offering and donation. And this type of wholesomeness is really, really something you cannot imagine. You just imagine, every year they got so many retreats, so many yogi, cultivators, they come. Then you only need to have one awaken, and that is a low percentage. Then all this wholesomeness that you have offered is going to be very, very significant. Even if they are not awakened, but the wholesomeness that it has contributed to all this improvement in all the yogi that come, even like our Kadamita, a lot of them has become different. And this is the parami that the donor will receive. So this is what you should understand and rejoice. Okay? One more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then I was told by one of the Kadamita who can have the understanding or able to know all these things. Yesterday night when we were chanting Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta and all these things, after we end, they pay respect. Then she saw a lot of cultivator, not human, they came up there. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, continue.
So in total, tomorrow we'll issue a check to the temple for 16,648 ringgit. That's for the food and the donation together. This is just for the normal retreat donations.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, so I can't remember whether it's Padmasuri or Alicia that gave the feedback. Normally, the food, they only give 3 dishes.
Yeah.
Normally. Well, you were the one that told me.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were so appreciative of the fact that every year we have been so generous. They tambah dishes for us. So there are 4 or 5 dishes, and they also make it a point to make sure the menu doesn't repeat. So for example, the noodle or chee cheong fan or whatever, it doesn't repeat. So during our stay, it's been actually the food has been very, very good.
Oh, you all really got palami. Sadhu. Yeah.
Then let me jump down here first. So the ang pao, every year so customary we give some ang pao to the all the sangha and all the helpers here. So the breakdown is the abbot is he's not here, but then he's overall in charge of this. So the abbot and assistant, we gave each of these 200. And Tensheng Sufu, which has been very helpful,
coordinate
all these for us, we also gave 200.
Yeah.
And then the cook, which is the one that actually has been slogging to make sure that all the food is very good,
we're also
giving 200. Yeah. And then there were two cleaners that helped us clean the
plates and all
plates
that. And all say.
Actually, we are so lucky, you know, because most of the retreat, the retreatants wash their own plate. So there are two of them, 100 times 2, 200. And there are 10 monks and nuns all together over here. Then we give each of them 50. That's 500.
Yeah.
And there are four helpers, including kitchen helpers.
Yeah.
Or rather, I think three helpers and then one that is handicapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So total four, we gave 50 each, so 200. So the total ang pao came out to
1,007. Mm-hmm. Sadhu.
So that ang pao line, 1,007. Okay, now backtrack. WPCS is Wu Ping Ching Si. That's where all this Heart Sutra happened. Miss Lee has been recordingly.
Yeah.
I mean, the invited brother Teo gave the talk, and then the book came out from there.
Yeah.
All right. So we are donating 2,000 to them for their expenses.
But and she is very kind. She always donates back to Kaya
Metapan. Always donate back.
Back to our Kaya Metapan.
We have to do our part. We have to donate. And what she does,
it's up to her.
Then we rejoice.
Sadhu.
The next line item is Anandagiri, which is Ajahn Achalo's.
Achalo. We got good affinity. Sadhu.
So that one, we are also donating 1,000. A couple of years we've been doing that. So we reserve this pass to Joyce. When you go for the Katina, then you can just donate on our behalf. Unless you're sending money ahead, then you...
No, they will be going. They will be going. Sadhu.
The SJBA has a new building coming up. It's almost completed. So for the last 4 years, we have been partaking and donating 1,000 every year. So it's the fifth year that we are donating.
Sadhu.
And Mangala Lodge, that's the place that those people on the bus are going tomorrow. Brother Kaur he works in Bangkok. He has this place for the students to stay.
I told you all, he bought 3 units of double story shop lot at the Kampa. Corner lot and 2 intermediate. He offered all this to become a Buddhist center, Mangala Lodge. That's why he was very generous. Then every year, for the last 2 or 3 years, he has been sponsoring our lunch. Tomorrow your lunch is sponsored by the couple and the family. So we felt that place needs to make offering because of affinity. Not to say that they need fund, but they donated the place. So we just want to show our support. But these are the good people, kind people, who can create condition for Dhamma Center to be established. And this is the cater, according to Brother Koh and the wife, for the student there, where they saw Uta student there, hardly any Buddhist temple or center. So that is within the campus itself, the Kampa New Village. So that is the very noble generosity and very noble intention. So when they first built that place, they invited me, because they know me, and they know we have retreat on the way back. So I went there, and they also have a lot of joy. So this has been ongoing. That's why I in fact suggest to Brother Sui An, if we can, we donate 2,000, but he said 1,000 should be enough. So never mind, we donate 1,000 first. Sadhu. Are you will get to meet the the generous and good couple. They are very kind people. When I went to Bangkok, they really take care of me. Then our seminar trip also, they really take care of us. They took us around and took us to good places to eat also. They are very generous. Then they get to know me after that. Then there was something that we did. Then somehow, like I say, the more you donate, the more you give, all the money come back. And the money that come back is way above they donate or they offer and sort of thing. So that one no need to let you know. You just know that they really very happy because of that. Okay?
Okay. So Brother Kaur was the former treasurer of SJPA for almost 15 years.
Exco member.
And for, I think for almost 10 years, he was in Bangkok and he was still the treasurer. That means he fly back just to have an Exco meeting and fly back to Bangkok. So for tomorrow, he and the wife will be flying back from Bangkok to host us.
Yeah, special.
And then going back tomorrow.
Yeah. You should realize all this.
It's not Bangkok to KL, it's Bangkok to KL to Kampar, and then to KL.
Yes. Yeah.
We are very, very fortunate.
That's right. They drive all the way from Subang. Then after that, drive back, then fly back. Very good people, so generous. You think you're all very special. But because you're part of me, you get to have this type of thing. So you should count your good blessing. Yeah. Okay, yeah, continue.
Alright, the next line item, I was just sitting and then I said, suddenly it came to me and said, the stupa closed already. It closed at 32,463.
Yeah.
And I said, but some of you didn't get to Patek and you keep on coming and said, can you please? I said, what I'll do is that I'll take the 1,000 from here.
Yeah, common
pool.
It's
a donation, common pool.
So that everybody get to Patek in the stupa project. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So that's 33,463 in stupa. So that's a separate check. The 16,000 something is one check. It's the second check. Right?
Yeah.
Then the next one is that's the stupa that are under construction. The next one is Ajahn Bimo. Invited Brother Teo for the talk
seminar. The seminar.
And then we went to his monastery Bangkok, and
Very nice. Mindfulness center.
So he's building a new building, I think 3 stories high.
Yeah,
with 2 stupas. And the whole thing is just 20 million baht, which is 2.5 million.
200,000.
2.5 million Malaysian.
Oh, 2.5 million.
It's very cheap. Okay. It's a very, very big building with two paths and all. I propose to Brother Teo also partake.
No problem.
We'll donate 1,000.
You should. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
The next one is this Swan Pa.
Most Kayamita have been there before. The Sifu
Zhongjian
and the teacher. Ming Chen Sifu. They got affinity with quite a lot of our Kayamita. So, Mei Fong and Sui An, they know
them. They've been supporting them. I think whole thing started on September 7, 2015. She came and visit me and stayed the night.
Oh, yeah.
Then she said, these are the photos of all these practitioners that's on the land, and they have no place to stay. They only have a tent. They were having their wasa in the tent. So on the spot that night itself, there was anything probably less than 10 of us. And on that night, within 5 minutes, we donated 5 putis. That started a place and together with their meditation hall and all that.
I think earlier on was the land. They also helped out.
That one was a very long story. That's why I don't know how to explain. We donated for a kuti in Wat Na Luang. Has something to do with Brother Kaur.
Yeah, it link.
Okay, let me explain. We donated for the kuti in Wat Na Luang. Okay, so that kuti was supposed to be 50,000 ringgit. Yeah. And then it turned out to be bigger than what we had planned. So it turned out to be 87,500 ringgit. So we cannot afford. We can afford 50,000, so we pay in installment. The first installment we paid 50,000, They gave us a receipt. So they Brother asked you, you want a tax exemption receipt? And we said, okay lah. Then I asked Brother Call, can you help? He said, fine. So the tax exemption receipt was issued in the name of Brother Call. Right? He works in Thailand, Bangkok. So that is 500,000 baht. So he used that tax exemption receipt and claimed income tax exemption to the tune of 150,000 baht.
Wow, a lot.
150,000 baht. Then this, in the meantime, this Sifu Chong Chen has gone over to... Po Kong San.
Po Kong San
in Kaohsiung to study. And then she came and together with the big boss, the chief, to Shah Lam Stadium, and then she called me and said, can you come and meet me? And so we come and together with Mifong, we go and meet. She said, there's a piece of land, we are buying a piece of land, it's going to cost 60,000 ringgit, or 600,000 baht. We don't have the money. Then on the spot, I said, okay, we'll support 50%. 300,000 baht. So what I did is I took the 150,000 baht tax exemption money from Brother Kaur, and then on our side, we collected among friends the other 115, so we contributed half the piece of land. Then based on that, then she got the neighboring temple to issue us a tax exemption receipt back to Brother Kaur. And then the next year, he claimed again 30% of that amount. I think that turns out to be 105,000 baht or something like that. So that was the second batch of money. So when they needed to... build a kuti. We want to build a Sifu kuti. That means out of the 5 kutis, we only have money for 4 kutis. So the 5th kuti, we use the tax exemption money of the second year to build the kutis. So which means that one donation went round and round so many times. like Brother Teo says, if you know how to use the donation or the merits of the donation, you can just go round and round, because once you turn the Dharma wheel, the momentum, it will just continue. So as a result, this Sonpa has grown and grown, and almost every month they have meditation retreats for kids. So sometimes 50, sometimes 100.
It's mainly to cater for ladies.
The charters for ladies, but in the meantime, a lot of school children are going there, and especially ladies, girls and all that. So we have been supporting. I think so far we have donated more than 200,000 to... ringgit. Then she bought one land, bought another land. Then the land in the center, the owner refused to sell. Because they know that you need this piece of land in the center to make the complete. So this owner hang out. And in the meantime, the other monk forecasted, he foresee that this piece of land, no matter what you grow on the middle land, it will never grow. After 2-3 years, the owner in the middle surrendered, and then he wanted to sell the land, and then somebody bought the land and donated to them. So now it continues 14 acres. So anyway, we on our part, we just partake, and the next time she's in town, very interesting.
very cheerful.
Very bubbly. Always. So you should meet her if there's occasion.
And she is very, very... I don't know what word to use, like naive, not really naive, but...
Tien chan. Only about 34, 35 years old. Now she has a monastery. Okay, the next one is we propose to donate 1,000 to Bodhi Hearts, because there are so many of you from Bodhi Heart here.
Penang,
Sadhu. sorry.
Wow, this one, HUT one, Pizza Hut. So
I'm sorry.
Bohi is at the heart, but this one lives in the heart.
Okay, so the total donation is 20,700. Alright, so you take the 38,265, the expenses 12,304, and 20,700. That leaves a balance of 5,261 ringgit surplus.
Yeah.
Most retreats lose money once. This one still got surplus after all the donations.
So this type of accounting, huh? Very good.
It's a very odd number. So what I do is
Sui An top up 139.
So that makes 5,400. So 2,700 each will go to Tuesday and Thursday class
Karimita Fun. Sadhu. Very
so
good.
In summary, whether your retreat fees, surplus, or temple donation, or not the temple donation, the retreat donations, or your dana sponsorship, it flows, like Brother Teo like to say, flow to here, flow to there, flow to there, flow to there.
Because everything goes to common pool. Whatever retreat fund that we collect, go to common pool. So the common pool retreat fund will do all the wholesomeness that this retreat common pool fund do. That's why you get to partake all. If you only earmark to temple, earmark, then you cannot do the rest. Understand? So I said you go to common pool. Everything that retreat common pool fund do, you get to partake. This is the understanding. Okay? You rejoice.
So that by the power or the merits of all this wholesomeness, may Brother Teo's wish for all of you spiritual transformation come true.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. My nature's only wish is all kayamita has the Dhamma. That's it. Finish. Well, there is the mission statement in the website. The other thing I want to add is, thank you so much, Sui An, for the thing. For their good explanation. So now I want to ask you a question. If you don't have affinity, let's say, you don't get to join this retreat, and you don't get to make offering or pay the fee to come. Even you are a millionaire or billionaire, you cannot get to partake this wholesomeness. Understand? On your own, I ask you, do you have the condition to do all this? Very difficult, very seldom. You can do a few, maybe. Yeah? But if you are not a retreatant, you can't do. That's why the common pool fund is very unique. It's like a Kayamita fund. Only Kayamita fund can make offering and donation towards the printing material that my nature come out with and Kayamita help to produce. And it's for free distribution. That's why all the writing material, the whiteboard, whatever we use for our Dhamma sharing. Nobody else can partake as a Kayamita fund. But this is the decision I came out with when I came out with the Kayamita fund. It's to benefit Kayamita so that they can move along the power of Dhamma with ease. Because the ability of Kayamita fund to develop the type of wholesomeness that no other people can do is very unique. And this is the gift of truth. The gift of Dhamma, the sharing. All our classes, we can only allow even the notes you receive or all the free transcript, hard sutta book, all from Kayamita fund. That's it. So that will let you have an idea of how we plan our spiritual trip, our retreat, and all those things. It's for the overall good of Kayamitas. Okay? I hope you understand. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So with this, tomorrow we can invite the chief monk. What's his name? Fa Chan Sufu. So we will make the donation. Then you rejoice. Then he can ask for forgiveness from him and the whole temple committee and temple people too. Then after that, he is a very nice monk. Last year, I remember he even teach us how to do it in Mandarin, the asking for forgiveness. He go and write it on the whiteboard for us. Capture a shot. So tomorrow, we don't have to have the donation on Urawa. You only show the part where the temple can understand on. So now you are clear. No need to know accounts. Very easy to understand. So we should thank Brother Sui An and others who help out, like Brother Song there, help to collect donation, Stephanie there, and a lot of other committee members, you know. So whoever who has made all this possible, we should rejoice and thank them for what they have done, so that this retreat become possible and it can happen in such beautiful environment, so beautifully. Yeah? And everything is very, very smooth sailing. Yeah? Then there is so much wholesomeness, so much joy. So we thank them in the usual way. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we also like to, on behalf of all the other Kayamitas, like to thank all those new Kayamita who have donated towards whatever activity. So we sadhu you too. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then also, last but not least, all the other Kayamita, the old Kayamita who also donated, we should rejoice with them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when you get to know the Dhamma, you get to do a lot of wholesomeness and you get to reap the fruit of your parami or your cultivation via your understanding. And this type of parami are very difficult to come by. That's why you will find your life will be different. When you have faith, when you have sincerity, and when you are willing to put the Dhamma into cultivation or practice so that it becomes a living reality, your life will change tremendously, I tell you. And you will become beautiful, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise, you become beautiful. So, with this, I hope Kayamita can see the benefits and the importance of striving on with heedfulness to make a difference to your own nature and to your own life. Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we can close that chapter. Then we go Hatha Sutta. We have to finish it today. But very fast, left with 2 pages only. Turn to page 139.